back to another podcast on this channel. Shout out to everybody that has been listening, keeping up. Thank you guys a lot. It's Romo here, back with another podcast. And man, it's a good day. We all blessed to be waking up in the morning and having opportunity to better ourselves and just keep on going. At the end of the day, everybody has the same amount of time in the day. We just got to spend it on what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. With that being said, we're going to talk a little bit of football. We're also going to tie it into with some biblical reference, okay? That's what we're doing today, okay? So NFL season is heating up. As y'all know, my Falcons, we're doing decent. You know what I'm saying? We're kind of in the middle of the pack of things. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing nothing special this year, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. But CJ Stroud, young quarterback for the Houston Texans. He saw something on Instagram where he was shouting out the Most High God. And I just thought he needed some recognition for that, man. The kid is extremely talented. He was drafted number 2 overall, just behind Bryce Young. And this kid is special. He's breaking records. He's doing his thing. And he's giving thanks to the creator, which he should be doing. So I thought that was really unique and special of him to do. He's upfront with his faith, and that shows a confident believer. So shout out to him for that. Yeah, he set the single game passing yard record for a rookie. And in his post-game interview, he immediately gave glory to his Savior, Jesus Christ. Absolutely, brother. That's what you need to be doing. One of the reasons that you are here is to give forth praise and worship to the Most High God, your creator. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons we're here. So I'm glad that he hasn't forgotten his purpose. Yeah, his purpose is to complete passes for his team and move the football and score. But his purpose, his true purpose of his spirit is to strengthen his relationship with the Most High God and accept God's blessings. And the biggest blessing that we ever got from God, not besides being alive, is Jesus Christ dying for our sins. That was his sacrifice to us, the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Us on earth, we don't always live right. That's just the truth. None of us do. None of us. We all have our sinner ways in the dark, some in the light. But the point is to repent from those actions and praise God. At the end of the day, that's the Most High God. You cannot not have no God before that. You know, no gods shall be served before the Most High God. God is a jealous God. Okay, so that meaning, he knows that he created you, so he expects to be the number one thing in your life. And that's how it should be. Okay. But yeah, I love seeing stuff like this where entertainers or athletes are giving praise to the Most High God. And I like how you reference Jesus Christ being his Savior. Because some people, they might be talking about they love God, but they could be talking about the God of this world, which is Satan. So you do got to watch how certain people move, and you have to see what their fruits are, the fruits of their labor, and what they're actually doing. You have to see what they're producing. There's certain people in the industry and in the media, they may act like they are believing in God, but you just got to see how they're moving. You have to see how their actions are. You know, you always got to test people's spirit, man. Keep your eyes open. But yeah, to God be the glory. Amen. But that being said, we'll go over this verse here. Let's see what the verse of the day is. Okay. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So love. What is love? I think love is, it's like, it's basically being able to think about a person and just expressing just a good energy towards them, a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, if you pray for someone and you may not know everything that's going on in their life, but if you pray for someone and you mean it, I feel like that's love. That's genuine. You know? That's really genuine. Because love, people can say they love you, but they can lie to you too. So love is more of an action, and it's also a thought. That's what I think. Everything starts with a thought, to be honest, you know? Before you do anything in this life, in this physical realm, your brain has to process it as a thought and an action. You know, so that's why it's very, very important to control your thoughts, control your mind, and focus on the Most High God that created you. Once you follow God, everything else falls in place in due time. It's about staying patient, staying faithful. God loves a patient servant that stays still and just lets God be God. You still got to work. God doesn't want you to be lazy, you know. He doesn't want you to be gluttonous and lazy and just, you know, a slob. He wants you to work. He wants you to create. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to multiply. He wants you to multiply your riches. He wants you to be a king, be a queen, you know, to have domain over the earth, over the creation that he created for us. That's what he wants for us, you know. But it could take some suffering. Everybody goes through their ups and downs. You know, everybody has had a bad day. Everybody has had a day where they felt like they didn't want to get up in the morning and they didn't want to, you know, hustle and do what they got to do. No one's perfect. No one's a robot, a machine. No one can just do it every single day. Everybody has been sick before. Everybody has had a day where they're just in a bed and they need somebody to actually love them, to take care of them, to nurture them. You know, so everybody has had some type of support system at some point. Everybody was born from a woman, you know, everybody was born by a father, you know, not everybody had their parents in their life, but you get what I mean. Everybody had somebody to raise them, because babies, we all know babies cannot fend for themselves. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that verse of the day. Pretty dope verse of the day. I like that. Let's see what else we can pull up here. Okay, we just went to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. This is the KJV Bible that I'm reading out of, just to be clear. The King James Version. Just in case you didn't know what KJV means, the KJV Bible, King James Version. This is the first Bible that was translated from Hebrew and Aramaic, and what they wrote the original Bible in, translated to English. This is the first translation to the English language, meaning it's the most accurate. You get me? That being said, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, let me keep reading on. I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Wow, that's a powerful scripture. Let me tell you what I get from that scripture. Basically, it's to, God doesn't want you to have fear. God wants to know, wants you to know that he is God, that he is the most high, that he's the most powerful God, and he has control over everything at the end of the day. So fear thou not. That's how it starts. Fear thou not. There's no fear. There should be no fear in our hearts. Yes, maybe you'll get scared here and there in life. That's human nature. You get me? Like I said, no one's perfect. No one's above anything. But you should not be having a spirit of fear. Fear thou not. He is thy God. That means he is our God. He will strengthen us. He will strengthen us. He would uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. And that's where the belief comes from. Once you believe in the word and you feel the Holy Spirit come on to you and you feel like you're getting guided by the Holy Spirit when you ask for it, which when you ask for it, it will come. You will read the word and it would become more, you know, extra dimensional. Basically, it'll become more real to you and you'll experience it in a different way than when you're just not praying and if you're not asking for the Holy Spirit. Once you pray and you ask for the Holy Spirit, it's a different type of word that you're reading. You get me? There's really levels to it. Not everybody's going to read the Bible and understand it because they're not really, I don't know. It's different with everybody. Everybody's at their own pace, but I will say this. Some people are not open to receiving, which is fine. Some people will learn at a different time or maybe not at all. Some people are just not, you know, it is what it is. Not everybody will be making it to the next level. You know, not everybody makes it to heaven. That's the truth of the matter. That's why we always have to fight for our salvation. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, repent our sins, do some fasting for the Most High God, whether it's, you know, fasting from sweets, whether it's a social media fast, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, not eating for a day and just drinking fluids, you know. Do some type of sacrifice, you know. You know, practice the Sabbath. Keep one day of the week holy. No spending money. That's what I got to work on, I'll be honest. I got to work on some things personally. I know I'm not perfect. You know, not at all. But I do have some things to work on. Figuring out that one day where I don't spend any money. And I don't do any type of substance, getting any type of intoxicated or anything like that, where you just keep it holy, where you focus on God, where you kind of just rest, like just a rest day, you know. Most people do it on Sunday, but the Sabbath day is originally on Saturday. But technically, you could have your Sabbath day any day of the week that you choose. It's one day where you don't buy, you don't sell. You're not focused on money. You're not focused on none of that. You know what I'm saying? You're not really working. You're just kind of, it's a rest day. You're just focused on yourself, learning yourself, and just being closer to God. You know? But yeah. Do appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Have a good one.